are you?
I'm good. How you been?
Good, and you?
I'm great, man.
Oh, man.
You making it happen, huh?
I have no other choice. Too many kids to be playing. Hello?
How many kids you got now? How many kids is it?
All total, biologically and bonus, 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you do that?
The grace of God. Because, like I have a big family now, and so it's no looking back. It is what it is. Like, these children aren't going anywhere. They're getting bigger. And mom and dad have to work, so we have to get out here and make it do what it do.
You all have a nanny?
No, we have a granny. Their grandmother and their grandfather. I don't believe in other people watching my children. I always use family just because of things that I've been through when I was younger. And just, why would I pay somebody to keep my kids when I have relatives that, you know, that I know raised me, that need to be keeping an eye on them to make sure they stay, as my mother would say, the straight and narrow.
Yeah, right. Hey, man, big ups, man, to you guys doing a big second season of R&B Divas LA, and this premieres tonight. We can't wait for that TV One.
Yeah.
A lot of drama, I'm hearing, is going to happen this time. And the drama does happen. What's going on with that?
Drama happens in real life, but it's not it's not as dramaful as people are making it. One thing about us is that conflict will happen, but we will have a resolution. We're not like, I've been seeing the blogs because I have to stay updated on keeping and kept in the know what's going on. Like, if your whole mission and, you know, basis is of drama, it's not going to last. Like, we don't do drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know things are going to happen when you have 6 divas together. It's bound to be something to go down. You'll agree to disagree. You know, conflict will happen. But at the end of the day, because we each have our own separate brand as well as a standard we have to uphold with the R&B Divas LA brand, you're not going to get none of that other stuff that you get from the other shows. Like, that kind of stuff, if that's all that fuels and keeps their show running, that's not going to last much longer. It just gets played out and tired.
Yeah.
And we still have careers and lives and children to look after once those cameras go off and once the show is done airing. So the image that I'm going to put out there is just like, oh, yeah, she gets her, Lil Mo gets her turn up on, but there has to be a turn down part so that we can get into you. And if all you are is always on 10, man, you're gonna gas out.
Yeah, and the reality is that, if, like you just said, if that's you and that's the show, that makes it reality, and that's why a lot of them don't last and they get bad reviews.
Yeah, and that's corny after a while. Like, everybody fighting, that, and then it's playing out on social media. To me, that is so...
What you doing? And I said that.
When I see the mama pop off, I'm just like, a later for all that.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this money, because when you locked up, you can't get no money. So, you know, it's totally different with R&B Divas LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, things will happen, and you will see disagreements, and you'll see real life unfold in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I can't sit up here and say I'm a role model, but I'm leading you to the water, and then I'm not telling you, you know, to drink it. No, I'm pushing you in and holding your head under it. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so true. When we come back, what happened with you and Prince at the AdSense Festival? Sam Silk on ZAK. You say you read the blogs. It has to be tough sometimes when people depict you negatively.
It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
People going to have their own opinion, and then when they meet you in real life, they either won't say none of the stuff that they thumb thugged about, or they'll be like, oh, my God, like, you really is mad cool.
Right. Hey, yeah. So since you read the blogs, what really went down with you and Prince?
The whole situation was, you know, people read into it wrong. They thought it was a beef between me and Prince. At Essence, I was told to go one way down a red carpet and make a right, and I can make it to the restroom that way. And that was by the Superdome security, as well as there were police up there. When we got to the bottom, they must have not alerted each other that Prince was coming through. So they told me to wait for 2 to 3 minutes. I'm like, yo, dude, I got to use the bathroom. I don't know about y'all, but I've had 4 cesareans. So the way that my bladder is set up, when I got to go.
Right.
You know? So when the cop put his hand on me, I was just like, yo, are y'all serious? Like, y'all held me back because he had to walk by. I wasn't going to even look at him or touch him or think about him. I didn't even know that Prince was back there. So it was mainly whoever who's handling him or whoever decided to act extra. it wasn't so much him per se, but you are who your representative is.
Yeah, man, that's foul. Like really, like all of us, you know, we've been backstage many a times, and if you're back or you're in a certain area, you're back there for a reason.
Hello? And we had all access passes, but at the end of the day, it was a learning experience for me, so now I'm going to start acting all snooty and holy and higher than thou, and I'm going to say, clear this back way. I don't want nobody to look at. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not even, my mother would kick my behind if I even tried to clear
this. So you had a pinky moment. You had a pinky moment. I got a pee-pee. No, I got the pee-pee.
But there are people who act like that, but, hey, I'm actually technically allowed to act like that because since I'm considered a diva, but nah, it's not even that serious with me. It's just like, yo, if your whole mission is to come out not to be looked at or to be extra, you can stay at home with that. I'll take all the work. But at the end of the day, I'm excited for the platform that R&B Divas LA has, you know, set out for me. So I realize that I have to hold a higher standard than, you know, people that either came before me or those that are coming after me. I'm just going to always be Mo. You're not going to disrespect me. You're not, like, I ain't let nobody disrespect me on the show, so you're not going to disrespect me in real life. It don't happen like that. I'm too East Coast for that. But with that being said, tonight.
Baltimore. You from Baltimore, right?
Well, yeah, by way of Baltimore, now I'm repping North Philly, so you already know my whole.
Oh, snap. That's right. That's right.
But for the next 10 weeks, I'm repping L.A., so
right.
I got to get myself together and just, you know, be cute for the people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tonight at 10 p.m., you'll see the little firecracker turn up again.
That's what's up, man. Always good to talk to you, man. Keep doing
Likewise.
What you do. All right, y'all. Give it up for the one and only. Little Mo, R&B Divas, L.A. tonight, 10 p.m., TV1. Touchdown with us, man. Thanks a lot, baby.
Oh, no problem.
One.